Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, Shiras Pansol, Yunishmas, Aram B'yak V'shom, Lea Pasitzchok. We're only Bo'basro, Dav Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara throughout Amud Aleph brings the sheet of Zechariah ben Akatzov that a ben and bas, a son and a daughter, will inherit equally from a mother. So the Gemara brings the story that Rav Chunu bar Chiyo wanted to pass like Zechariah ben Akatzov, wanted to do a maisa like that. So Rav Nachman asked him, why are you going like Zechariah ben Akatzov? Answer Rav Chunu bar Chiyo, he said, Rav Chunu said that. Rav Chunu the Rish Galuso said in the name of Rav. Omer Lehi, so told him Rav Nachman, Eshlach Lehi, should I send to Rav Chunu to check if that's what he really said? Ichsif. So Rav Chunu bar Chiyo got embarrassed. So Rav Nachman told him, you would tell me with certainty that Rav Chunu told you that. And now that he's alive, you got embarrassed. In other words, you want to say a shmuel, what you said is not true. What shot that Rav Chunu bar Chiyo said in the name of Rav Chunu but didn't want to send it to him to ask him? So the Rashbam here says, because he wasn't sure maybe Rav Chunu changed his mind, or he wasn't so clear if he heard him so clearly, so he didn't want to go to ask him the question. But the Rabbeinu Gershom brings that the pshat is because Rav Chunu never said it. And the only reason that Rav Chunu bar Chiyo said in the name of Rav Chunu was only to be mechazek dvarav. He wanted the Rav Nachman to listen to him, so he said Rav Chunu said it. Rav Chunu never said it. And this is a pele gadol to come and say that Rav Chunu bar Chiyo mentioned something in the name of somebody who had never said it, just to be ma'amid dvarav. Is there such a thing? But the Maaseh said this is a mefeirush gemar. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, in bikashto lichonik, he tole bi ilon godol. So Rashi there explains, what does it mean? If you want to say something and you want people to listen to you, he tole bi ilon godol emor b'shem Adam godol. Mashri, you could say it in the name of Adam godol, even though it's not true. The Mogen Avraham in Simon Kufnun Vov, in the end of the Simon, he brings different things, different inyonim, a pimusso the person has to do. And he brings this Rashi, and he asks a question, because the Gemara in Brochas al Chozayin Amud Bey says that Oimer Dovos Shalashom Pi Rabbi, someone who says something in the name of his Rebbe, but he did not hear from his Rebbe, Korim Lishchina Shetistalag Misrael, he causes the Shechina to leave Am Yisrael. So ask the Bogad of Rom, how do you fit the Gemara in Pesachim with the Gemara in Brochas? And he stays with the Tzorech Iyun. Interesting enough, the Ritva over here in our Sugya, when he brings the Piyush of the Brenu Gershom, and he asked the same question of the Gemara in Brachas. You can't say something in the name of somebody if he didn't say it. So therefore he says to say that Rav Chunu changed his mind, also a little hard to explain. So he says that maybe Rav Chunu just said it agav rihaita. In other words, in his learning he said it, but maybe he never is kaveh al halacha, or maybe Rav Chunu won't remember it, similar to the Rashbam. But Rabbeinu Gershom is kosher from the Gemara in Brachas, and really it's a question of the Gemara in Pesachim, Tavkov Yud Beis. So the poskim are busy to answer this question. The Master Shekhar comes and says that one could say something in name of somebody even though he did not hear it, because that's how people are going to listen to the halacha, and if he knows that's the right halacha, he could do it. The only reason you can't is because maybe you'll find out this halacha is wrong, and it'll cause the Rebbe to be seen in a bad light. So therefore he says, if you know for sure that this is the right halacha, you could say it. And that's the answer between the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas is to say something that may be found out to be wrong. The Gemara in Pesachim is when someone has full certainty this halacha is correct, he could say it in the name of the Rebbe. The Primi Godim summarizes three answers that Leo Rabba says. Answer number one is if he has another option. The Gemara in Brachas speaks about someone could say something in his own. He doesn't need to use his Rebbe. The Gemara in Pesachim is talking about when he has no other choice. Second answer is, if he heard it from somebody, but he's not sure who, he could say this Rebbe, even though he didn't hear from him. But if he does know who he heard it from, he can't mention somebody else. And the third thing is, something that he made on his own svar, you can't say the name of the Rebbe, but if it's not your own svar, you could do it. But the chur, there's another mahalach here, maybe to answer this. As I saw someone mentioning, in the Gemara in Pesachim that says, in mikashta lichonik hitol b'ilan gadol, there's two explanations. There's the Rashi. Rashi explains that we said that one wants to say a halacha, he could say the name of his Rebbe. But the Rashbam on the spot says that it means if a person wants to have a Rebbe, he should go and learn from a Rebbe. And then he could come and say things in his name. Meaning not to say something wrong, but to say what he actually heard from the Rebbe. So I saw in the name of this dead Tzoyfim that immediately that is the Pshat over here. The Rishbam Lashitasoy. Rishbam here goes to Shitasoy, hold you can ever say in the name of somebody else. That's why in our Gemara he explains that Rav Huna Bar Chiya didn't say it in the name of Rav Huna because he made it up. The reason why he was embarrassed is because he thought maybe Rav Huna changed his mind or maybe he forgot. While Rabbi Nugershim in the Sugya can go like Shitas Rashi, Psochim, the old one could say something in the name of somebody else even though he did not hear from him. So according to this, as a Machlekes Rishayim, Rabbi Kivi Egyon Shulchan Aruch sends to the Shiyori HaKorban, which is by the Korban Eidol, in Yerushalmi Nozir Beginner Perek Zayin, that he also comes out that's a Machlekes Rishayim Rashi in the Rif. And he continues and concludes to say that what's Shat, what about the Gemara and Brachas, the question of the Magen Avraham, that says, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, do you not allow to say something in the name of somebody if you didn't hear from him? He brings that Rashi holds that Gemara is not la'alocha. He builds it up, he is marich to say that the Gemara then brings an Amoyra and then brings this Braiso, and this Braiso is the name of Rebbe Lezer, and the fact that the Gemara brings the Braiso after the Amoyra shows that la'alocha is not like this Braiso. And that's the Gius of Rashi. The Gius of the Rif is that the Braiso comes first. So the Rif Lishitosa holds, you're not allowed to say something in the name of somebody else as a fair ship, right? So you have to follow it. And that may be the Shito of the Rishbam and the Sugya and the Ritva in our Sugya. Rashi that holds without Braisa, not La Alacho, he says differently, Pshatim Pshat, the Gemara Psochim, and that may be the Shito of Rabbeinu Gershom and what's brought down in the name of the other Achorinim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.